From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump on Sunday mocked the hundreds of thousands of people who turned out the day before in cities across the country to protest his new administration. Mr. Trump issued a tweet saying, now in his words, why didn't these people vote and celebs hurt cause badly, end the quotation. 2 hours later, Mr. Trump said in another tweet, peaceful protests are a hallmark of our democracy. Even if I don't always agree, I recognize the rights of people to express their views. President Trump will reportedly spend part of his Sunday speaking with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu by telephone on several issues, including the Israeli-Palestinian situation. Prior to Sunday's conversation, a Palestinian official spoke about Trump's potential role and the decades-old stalemate.
The ball is in the court of Mr. Trump to explain whether he is supporting and backing Israel within 67 borders or supporting Israel as a rational state, abide with international legitimacy, or supporting Israel as a bully of the neighborhood.
Mr. Netanyahu's planned talk with Donald Trump comes on the same day Israel approved several hundred housing units in East Jerusalem settlements. Mr. Trump pledged strong support for Israel during his campaign and said he would recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital despite the city's contested status. This is VOA News.